Of course, we mentioned you mentioned a while ago girls getting pregnant and so forth. Is there any kind of name or anything you say if you want to be real in polite company? Any way you'd say that instead of pregnant, instead of saying so and so's pregnant?
She with child.
With child. What about there, any joking terms you might say? Any kind of, if you're kidding around, any way you might say that?
She done got blown up.
Got blown up. Yeah. Yeah. Some parts of the country there, I've heard that people say she broke a leg.
I ain't never heard that before. That's something new to me.
Yeah. And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send.
The midwife. They made that illegal in Alabama. Yeah, they got midwives to do it if they don't want to go to no doctor.
Daddy.
But they got to be a registered nurse and have training in it.
Daddy, all the kids in his, there's 7 of them in Daddy's family. And grandmother didn't have a doctor for any of them. She had them all at home. And she had twins too, and they weigh about 8 pounds apiece.
Man, I learned how to deliver a child myself. I read about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever tried out?
No, I ain't gonna try, but they tell you what to do, though.
I guess, if, you know, really be, if I were a policeman, a fireman, something like that, I think that's one thing I'd learn. Even taxi cab driver, you know.
Yeah.
You know, bus driver. If a boy and his father said they had the same appearance, you said the boy what he?
He look like a daddy.
Mm-hmm. And what if they don't necessarily look alike, but they act alike? What would you, how would you say that? That they, the boy.
He behaved like a daddy.
Mm-hmm. And if a mother's looked after 3 children until they've grown up, you say she's what?
Raise them children.
Mm-hmm. And to a naughty child, you might say, you better behave or you're going to get a...
You're going to get your butt beat, mm-hmm. get a spanking,
mm-hmm.
a whooping.
Yeah, is there any difference between a spanking and a whooping?
There ain't no difference. You a spanking, or you just pat them with your hand a little bit, but you, when you whoop them, you get your belt out and tear them up.
Yeah, I always, if my mother gave it to me, it was a spanking. Yeah. My daddy gave it to me, it was a whooping.
That's right, because they use something a little for the hang a bit more. Or switching. Sometimes the mama will get a switch off her brand and switch them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But you hadn't seen them. A kid in a long time, says his name is Bob, and Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you might say. Bob sure has...
He sure has grown up.
Mm-hmm. And you say, Bob did what in a year? He, 5 inches...
That boy done grew about 5 inches the past year.
Mm-hmm. And you say, yeah, he came up so fast you could almost see him.
I see him growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grew like a weed.
Mm-hmm. What's the name that people usually apply to a child that's born to an unmarried woman? What would
a bastard?
Bastard. Anything else that you might use, especially if you want to be
illegitimate child?
Yeah, that probably more polite.
I would say it would be a little more discreet.
Any kind of joking term that you're kidding around, you might use.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard some people call him a volunteer.
I never heard of that.
I don't know.
Maybe them Tennessee volunteers called
that. I thought that was a pretty appropriate name, volunteer. And you might say you had $2, Jane and Peggy. You say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
Not meaner?
Yeah, or you want to say that she was more so than Jane. You say, Peggy's a lot more.
A lot more loving.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more affectionate.
Mm-hmm. And your brother's son is your...
Is my nephew.
And let's see, a child that's lost his father and mother is called an
orphan.
Mm-hmm. And is it called the same thing that's been put in an institution, you know, a home?
An orphanage?
Mm-hmm. The person appointed to look after an orphan is its. So if you're appointed just to look after the child, you're his
guardian.
Mm-hmm. And you might say. If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Kin folks. Mm-hmm. Kinry.
Yeah.